The Lord gave the world, great was the company of those that published it. We are publishers. But let's go to the source. Lord, we appreciate you. You are the giver of the word. And we are set to receive from you again. Thank you, precious Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. By the word you are receiving this morning, the wisdom of God will come upon you afresh. In fact, the word is equated to wisdom. It does say the wisdom of God. So as you hear this word, I see your wisdom bank top up again. Just like you go to the gas station, carry your vehicle there, and you ask for a top up because you want it to be at a level that can be enough for your journey. That's how we've done this. With the top up this morning, I see you changing level and wisdom. In the name of this tribe, Lord, send the word this morning with power and bless your people and glorify your name. In Jesus' holy name, let that amen be loudest. Put your hand together for the Lord and please be seated. I count it a great privilege to be asked to bring this first word in this great feast, Shiloh 2021. And I know, standing on the existing grace, there is nothing to fear. Out of the much we have received from God's servant and from God, a little will be shared at this few minutes. And I believe everyone shall be blessed. In Jesus' holy name. I'll be teaching on engaging the power of wisdom. Engaging the power of wisdom. Why are we talking of wisdom? Because wisdom is better than the weapons of war. Ecclesiastes 9, 13 to 14. No matter what equipment you have for warfare, you need wisdom to put them in order. Wisdom is better than the weapon of war. I would like us to read that story in Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 13 to 18. It brings out a lot of picture on the place of wisdom. He said, "This wisdom have I seen also under the sun, and it seemed great unto me." Verse 14, "There was a little city and few men within it, and there came a great king against it and besieged it and built great bulwarks against it. Now there was found in it a poor wise man." Well, never, let's not talk about the poverty now. We are going via the wisdom. Because that wise man is always condemned for being poor. But that's another thing. But there was found in it a wise man. And he, you see it, by his wisdom, delivered the city. Yet no man remembered that same poor man. Then said I, "Wisdom is better than strength." May I inform everyone under the sound of my voice, with wisdom, you live a triumphant Christian life. With God's wisdom, you become victorious. With wisdom, you will never be defeated again. So, you need wisdom for victory. You need wisdom for triumph. But you need uncommon wisdom to be more than conqueror. And in this Shiloh, 2021, God will give you uncommon wisdom. Let's assume that all of us come with some level of wisdom, which is still common. And God, who knows us and know what next, before the end of Shiloh 2021, He will bless us with strange order of wisdom. In the name of Jesus Christ. There's this scripture that will make you to crave for wisdom all the days of your life. Proverbs chapter 2, verses 1 to 7. Proverbs 2, 1 to 7. My son, if thou wilt receive my words, and hide my commandment with thee, so that thou wilt incline thy ear unto wisdom. Unto what? And apply thy heart to understanding. If thou crest after knowledge and lifted up thy voice for understanding, if thou seeketh her as silver and searcheth for her as for it treasure, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord giveth wisdom. Out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. He layeth up sound wisdom for the righteous. He is a buckler unto them that walk uprightly. Can you see all the package there? The fear of the Lord is there. Knowledge is there. Understanding. They are just in the same family. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And it is what you know that you can apply. So, it's all in a package. Most of the time when we ask for butter and bread, those requests are not all that. Most of the time, they are not in wisdom. Do you know what we should ask daily? Because we need it daily. Wisdom is relevant everywhere. Wisdom is relevant in everything. What we need to ask daily is knowledge. That's revelation. Then understanding. And what again? Wisdom. Thank God, the three of them works hand in hand. And all of them are embedded in the same Holy Spirit. It's a sevenfold spirit, seven in one spirit. You remember? Isaiah 11, verse 2. They are all there, packaged in the same Holy Spirit. And the Spirit of the Lord, they are being listed, shall rest upon him. The Spirit of what? Wisdom. And what? Understanding. And what? Counsel. And what again? And what again? And look at the conclusion. And of the fear of the Lord. You will see that they all move in it as a team. They are. It's always a teamwork between all these virtues before you can be made more than a conqueror. Let me give this incident. In the day of revival, there was a man called Evan Roberts. He was a firebrand indeed. Fire everywhere. Miracle everywhere. The power dimension was too much. But Evan Robert did not go for wisdom. He fasted and prayed until he became a vegetable. And so, minus wisdom, his power dimension become irrelevant. Fasting. Even in fasting, there's a limit. Otherwise, you may not leave to enjoy the dividends of the fasting. So if a robber kept on building up fire until the fire burned him by himself. And look at it. One of the people that has benefited from his crusade, they now have, when they saw he was a vegetable, he couldn't do anything again, medical help couldn't survive him, they took him to their house and were taking care of him until the day of his death. You won't be that kind of a man of God. It wasn't demons. It was foolishness. The time you are to rest, if you don't rest, you will soon become a medical case. With God on the throne and the Holy Ghost all around you. Wisdom. Wisdom. So let me say this, that wisdom is relevant everywhere. Wisdom is relevant in everything. Wisdom is relevant every day. In fact, every second. Wisdom, wisdom, wisdom. And that's why Solomon said, wait, I don't need anything. Give me wisdom. God said, that's the principal thing. Wisdom alone doesn't go like that. It goes with so many others. It says, riches will follow wisdom. Give me wisdom. In case you don't have anything to ask, and you don't even know what to ask, just ask for wisdom. If there will remain wisdom for anyone, let him ask. And what will be done to him, God will give him liberally. James 1, verse 5. So, we need wisdom. We need it. If he remain, there will always be remain. We have not got all in all. The wisdom of yesterday may not cope with the challenges of today. So who told you? No matter how wise you are today, you must build on it again before tomorrow. Otherwise, a success today may become a failure tomorrow because of lack of wisdom. Because of lack of wisdom. Engaging the power of wisdom. Now, what then is wisdom? Wisdom is the know-how about any matter of interest. Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 15. Wisdom is the know-how for any matter of interest. The labor of the foolish warriors, every one of them. Because he knows not how to go to the city. He's laboring. He's a workaholic. But no results to show. He has all the weapons of war, but he does not know how to coordinate the use of it. So, wisdom, therefore, is defined know-how with proofs. Because if you say you have the know-how, well, let's see. Because wisdom is justified of our children. Where there is wisdom, there are proofs to vindicate it. And through wisdom, believers reign as kings. That is, through wisdom, we emerge more than conqueror. Proverbs 8, 15 to 18. By me, kings reign, and princes decree justice. That's wisdom speaking. By me, princes rule and nobles, even all the judges of the heart. That's wisdom speaking. Wisdom. And first, the next verse there, I love them that love me. That is those who embrace me. They are passion for me. And those that seek me, early shall find me. And verse 18. Riches and honor are with me. Yea, durable riches and righteousness. The one that will not depart before you depart. He says, with me, you will not become an ex-big man with wisdom. Don't you see many that have been so rich, their names spread abroad, and they crash down in bankruptcy? Why? Foolishness take over where wisdom has reigned before. I want to pray for everyone under the sound of my voice. Ever increasing wisdom shall be your portion, even until you get to the gate of heaven. The last foolishness you demonstrate shall be the last one forever. In the name of Jesus Christ. You can check the account of Joseph. Joseph, with all that he faced from his own family, from Potiphar's house, in the prison, he is still a mad, more than conqueror. He became the prime minister in the land where he was. He entered as a slave. That's the transforming power of wisdom. You may be down below today, but go after wisdom. Very soon, everyone that you are responsible to, they will soon begin to be responsible to you. Those that you are serving today, they will soon be serving you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now, the same Joseph. Pharaoh began to say, well, in as much as there is no one like you, you are very discreet, you are full of wisdom, then come and take over. A man of wisdom today is the man that will take over tomorrow. Don't go after sentiment wherever you are. Go after wisdom. Go after God. Run after the fear of God. And that very soon, all your contemporary will be subdued under the sole of your feet. In the name of Jesus Christ. Those that are far ahead of you today by nepotism, statism, man no man, very soon the level will change. In the name of Jesus Christ. So, but if you check it very well, the fear of the Lord was demonstrated by Joseph. That's one of the first vivid virtues that we saw in Joseph. How shall I do this wickedness and sin against God? That's fear of the Lord. There's no greater in this house than I. Neither has I kept back anything from me, but thee, because thou art his wife. How then can I do this great wickedness and sin against God? Eschew fornication and adultery. The fear of the law. The fear of the law. And when you check what happened next, that was where the good story about Joseph began. It was that time that the wisdom of God took over the life and destiny of Joseph. All this fornicating all over the place, telling lies and doing all manner of dubious business. You are here to start in the school of wisdom. You'll be so foolish if you continue in sin. You'll be so foolish that even the fool will call you fool. And if you check it very well for Daniel purposing his heart not to defile himself with the king's rich food. That's where the story, good story, of Daniel began. No, he purposed in his heart not to. Let me tell you, if you don't purpose not to sin, you will be falling and rising out of sin. You follow God by purpose of heart. Determination coupled with a vow. That's how to make it. And you remember what happened? the secret that nobody, no magician, no astrologer could get. It was Daniel that it was revealed to. Because it's one of the things you see from wisdom is revelation, inspiration, it just be flowing. So, what are we saying therefore? At the root of supernatural wisdom is the fear of the Lord. Psalm 111, verse 10. Is the fear of the Lord at the root of supernatural wisdom? He is what? The fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. It's not the conclusion. A good understanding have all they that do his command. You see, understanding again? Fear of the Lord. Understanding have all they that do his commandment, that fear him. His praise endureth forever. Now, what is the fear of the Lord? Simply stated, the fear of the Lord is the holy reverence for God, which makes men to depart from sin. Holy reverence. And in case you don't understand the reference, holy respect. There is so much reverence for God that you will not like to offend him. You love him so much that you don't want to hurt him. That's the fear of the Lord. That's the fear of the Lord. And then the scripture still define, give us a coverage of what it covers. Proverbs 8:13. Proverbs 8:13. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil. Ah. That is not just I'm running away from evil. You hate it. You don't want to see it. It is detestable to you. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil. That's one of the first descriptions. Pride. Can you see that? Because pride and arrogance is rooted in the devil. And the evil way, any way that is evil, you hate it. And the forward mouth, do I hate? You see, hate. Hatred for evil. Love for good. That's the fear of the Lord. And if you go to Job 28, where the word of God is throwing the question, where is the place of wisdom? Where can we find understanding? You can read it from verse 12. To 28. You can't get it by gold. It's not found among the living. No search of man, no intellectual search can amount to it. The hardest of currency can't give wisdom. And the last verse there, verse 28. When you see those questions, where is the place of understanding? Where can wisdom be found? You will be thinking one major requirement. You see, to God is a major requirement. You want to find wisdom. This is what to do. Verse 28. And unto man, he said, behold, the fear of the Lord. That is wisdom. And to depart from evil is understanding. You are a man of understanding when you depart from evil. And it is understanding that provokes wisdom. Because what you do, you can't understand, you can't apply. And if you can't apply, application before manifestation. That is wisdom. Now, if you read it very well, with all that has been analyzed in chapter 28, you will now be wondering, you are trying to catch, what is it? What is this? What is so, this wisdom, the principal thing, what do I need to get it? It's very simple. At the root of the wisdom of God, the root is fear of the Lord. The foundation, fear of the Lord. And we have simplify it. Departure from iniquity, departure from arrogance and pride, departure from evil way. And the fruit of that departure, I mean, the root is fear of the Lord. The fruit is departure from iniquity, the evidence. I fear God, as you see me so, I fear God, even God, no, I fear him. No. What is the fruit? You are still fornicating. What is the fruit? You are stealing. You are a liar. Where is the fear of God? Maybe you fear your boss because of your salary. And some people, it's because they have no same money to steal. You think they fear God. Give them money. You will know the fear of God is just is all by mouth. I fear God. No problem. One little temptation, you will fall flat. I pray for everyone under the sound of my voice for fresh baptism of the fear of the Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Let's check two other major channels to supernatural wisdom. Two other channels by which you can flow in supernatural wisdom. Number one is apply revelations of the word. Matthew 7, 24 to 25. Apply revelation of the word. It's possible to bend down, read, and search the scripture, which you are supposed to do daily, as commanded in Psalm chapter 1, verses 1 to 3. You search, you bend, you read. From reading, you go into meditation. And from meditation, revelations. That's why we are talking of apply revelation of the word, not revelation of the word. No, apply it. No matter the quality of the revelation, no matter the source of that revelation, until there is application, there will still remain frustration. A lot of people are revelation bank. When you see them talking, you will say, this man is loaded. This man, he has light. But it's not how much of light that you have, but it's how much of it you allow to shine. He said, no one lights a candle and puts it under a bush. So to have revelation and not apply it, in fact, you are worse than somebody who doesn't have at all. But take note. Apply revelation of the word is one major way by which you build up your wisdom bank. In James 1, 22 to 25, he said, whosoever look at the perfect law of liberty and continue therein, he is not being a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the word. He said, that man shall be blessed in all his ways. You see that? So, it's application. The emphasis here is application of revelation. And Matthew 7, 24 to 25 said, whosoever hear this word of mine and do them, the same is a wise man. Doing the word. You see, we have fear of God. If you have the word, and you do the word, that is also an indicator of you fear the Lord. Who spoke the word? Who gave the word? Who gave the revelation? And number two way of receiving supernatural wisdom is through inspiration or inspired insight. Through inspiration or inspired insight. Job 32, 7 to 8. There's a spirit in man the inspiration of the Almighty. Let it understand it. You always see that we are going out from knowledge, understanding, wisdom. They are all interwoven. There is only a very thin demarcation. But they are all in the same school of wisdom. So, what are we saying therefore? Inspiration. We have the mind of Christ. So, we are expected to be inspired, always inspired, as he is. 1 John 4:17. The Bible says, as he is, can win this war. 1 Corinthians 2:16 says, we have the mind of Christ. And if you have his mind, we should endure his order of inspiration. Because the word inspiration means the Holy Ghost building over your mental job. And making you coming out with unusuals. Creative thoughts. Productive insights. The thing just come. And you cannot accurately define, say, this is where it is from. The Holy Ghost, just your helper, he brood over your mental region, and you begin to think the unthinkable. You begin to reason beyond the natural. You begin to be creative just suddenly. That's inspiration. Inspiration. Remember, the Bible came down to us through inspiration of the Holy Spirit. The whole of the scripture came by inspiration. 2 Timothy 3:16-17. Holy men put it down as they were inspired by the Holy Ghost. Inspiration. That will tell you the place of inspiration. Without inspiration, we won't have the Bible. Inspiration. I want to ask a question. The first Adam, there was no school. There was no university. Yet, he still scored excellence in the exam that is set by God. There were no coaching class. There was no mock test. How did they make it? How did the first Adam operate? No education. May I inform you? The first Adam operated by inspiration and revelation. What came upon him by the Holy Ghost and what was revealed to him by God. That's all. And I want to say to everyone who understands my voice, that is how we are built to live. We are built to live by inspiration and revelation. It can enhance the quality of our living. If by ministry, inspiration, and revelation, it can enhance the quality of your ministerial spirit. Inspiration. Because it's not all the time you say everything you have to do. On the pages of the Bible, our Father and the Lord was asked, arise, go to Lagos. Go and raise many people. Lagos is not in the Bible. That's how it is. How is that kind of thing? No. Something, the knowing that is just the knowing of God, the knowing from God, the knowing by God. They are all by inspiration and revelation. If you can just set yourself where and connect to the wisdom of God and begin to operate in wisdom and leave sin and iniquity alone, you will see that your business will go places. Because while others are using what they get from Harvard to run their business, you'll be using, in addition, inspiration and revelation. And the gap is wide between somebody using education and another man using inspiration and revelation. You will beat them to it. Let me give this testimony. A question was given. The wickedness of the lecturer. Out of 60 marks for final exam, 30 marks for one question. And we were never taught Now, I got the question. I look at it. I know we are not taught. It's not, there's no doubt about it. We are not taught. I don't have any idea. I simply pray in the exam hall, Holy Spirit, what is the answer? What do I do? I don't know anything here. You know what he told me? He said, start anywhere. I heard him. Start anywhere. Men and brother, I got 30 over 30 of that question. And I happen to be the only person that got that mark. Only person. So when the people are crying, hey, who? He said, but somebody got it. That's how wisdom distinguish those who have it. Are you hearing me? They are now asking me, how did you get it? Honestly, I can't explain. I just knew that I got it. Beginning from now, you will get it. Where others are missing it, you will get it. Where others are falling and failing, you will be a super success. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. We see Solomon the wisest in his day. He enjoyed unusual inspiration. A lot of song. 1 Kings 3, 5 to 12, he has for the wisdom. And in 1 Kings 4, 29 to 34, all manner of proverbs, all manner of songs. Why? Inspirations. From now, I commend you to God of all inspiration. Where your inspiration ends is where you begin to aspire. You will never aspire. And where there's no more inspiration, no more revelation, you begin to go down. You begin to vegetate. You begin to stagnate. That is the reason. You don't know what to do again. But with inspiration and revelation, you will always know what to do next. Not only that, the power bringing that inspiration and revelation will also help you to do it. And at the end of it, you begin to excel. You see, Paul the Apostle also, he enjoyed abundance of inspiration. He wrote nearly half of the New Testament, Galatians 1, 11 to 15. Inspiration. Inspiration. You don't lack what to write as a student. You don't lack what to do as a worker. You don't lack what next as a minister. Under inspiration. So, with this, what do we do then? Then, one of the things you should cry for in this Shiloh 2021 is more of his wisdom. Let me give you the prayer. Father, take more of me and give me more of your wisdom. That's all. When you say take more of me, it means take away my foolishness and substitute them with your wisdom. And as you do that, my God will answer you. It's a mountain of answer prayer. So get set. God will fill you with extraordinary wisdom. In the name of Jesus Christ. I release upon you, everyone under the sound of my voice, fresh baptism of the Spirit of wisdom. So shall it be. In the